Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Kirk Cousins of the Vikings. For great coverage of your favorite team, keep it right here on WCCO Radio.
Mike Max, Kirk Cousins. Let me say something about him and that victory yesterday. He is now the first quarterback in franchise history to have two consecutive games with 300 passing yards and a passer rating of 138.4 or higher.
Well, I mean, this is, when you really think about it, Dave, it's absolutely crazy because the first few games, the pass was non-existent. The forward pass was non-existent for the Minnesota Vikings. Now, the last two games, they're throwing the ball all over the field. Zimmer said after the game, we threw the ball 29 times. So, and then he pauses. Everybody should be happy with a little sarcasm. And then later, a cousin says, I probably should have hit Diggs on the one post before the end of the half, too. He says, I didn't, but I'm not going to apologize because I don't think apologies are accepted around here. They have become a dynamic offense the last 2 weeks because of the way that they've changed things up. And you don't know if they're going to run or throw, and their commitment to the run. And they won a couple games doing it early in the year. But my God, what, they throw 10 times the one game or 12 times? I mean, just unheard of numbers. And now they're moving it around, and they got, obviously, Diggs had the career day yesterday with 167 yards of receptions, plus the three touchdowns, plus he ran reverses, plus he did just about everything, dropped a couple of balls too. But that was off the charts. They were so good, and some of that was, in fairness, I mean, the last 2 weeks, the Giants and the Eagles have bad secondaries, and really, if they don't get a pass rush on you, you can pick them apart, and that's exactly what they did.
Well, so you wonder, Maxie, how much of that little Diggs day off the practice changed things? Because I think about corporate America. I was chatting with Blois about this, and those of us in corporate America sometimes feel that we really have no voice, and Diggs kind of just took a very unusual way and seemed to get his message across.
Wouldn't that be something if he was the hero for that reason, more so than the catches that he made? Because they certainly have changed the offense since then. And, you know, here's the thing about that, and give you the insight on some of that. Diggs was speaking for more than Diggs, and he made the statement, and he may have done it independently of other people, but he certainly was not alone in how he felt. And message sent, message received. You know, certainly it affected him adversely that he wasn't getting the ball, and he wanted to be a feature part of it, and that's, you know, that's his DNA, that's how he's made. But there were others the same way. They might not have skipped practice, they might not have done anything that drastic. And I weighed their concerns behind the scenes, but Diggs' public stance certainly had an effect on them.
You know, another thing I wanted to mention, because I love these little trivia nuggets, but Danielle Hunter, who I think you and I have talked about how great he is in his athleticism, so he gets a 5-yard sack in the fourth quarter, but that set the record, Maxie, for the most sacks by an NFL player prior to turning 25 years old. That's impressive.
Yeah, he's just freaky good. He's They got it right when they looked at his potential at LSU. But the thing about Danielle Hunter is, I mean, he is as humble and mild-mannered as you're going to meet. I talk to him often, and he never brags, never, you know, he's almost afraid to do anything that would jeopardize his standing in the league, or, you know, that would be misconstrued or portrayed as being cocky or arrogant, or, you know, what some defensive linemen are that are big sack guys. That's just not who he is, and he's got an unbelievable physique. He works so hard, and he's just chiseled, and he's going to be around for a while, but he is, they love him out there, because that's the ultimate in play hard, do what the coach tells you to do, and all those things, kind of follow the leader. He does all those things so well, and especially, you know, before he got his big contract, for sure, he just thought that I am here to be seen and not heard, and he's not vocal now, but just a real humble demeanor about him.
Maxie, today the Wild play in a weird time at noon in Ottawa. And how are there issues over there, or was this just kind of a slow start and just a little bump in the road? Remember, St. Louis in the NHL at one point.
Yeah, I guess you can hang your head on that a little bit, but I do think there's cause for concern because nobody knew if they were going to be good or not this year, and everybody's wondering how the roster would respond, and obviously it was a new general manager and all those things. Did they do enough in the offseason? Well, so far the answer's not been real positive. The other part of that puzzle is, I haven't been able to get out there. I wasn't there on Saturday, and they're never home. I mean, this is the worst schedule I've ever seen. You open with three on the road, then you come home for one, then you go on the road for three more. Some would say that Paul Fenton, people that you talk to in the Wild, say that you can object to, or you know, when you get your schedule, before they make it official, you can protest it. And they said that he should have, and he didn't. I don't know if that's true or not, because obviously he's not around anymore, and it's easy to blame that guy. But they got a terrible schedule, like 17-27 on the road to start it. But when you give up, you know, the thing is, when you give up that many goals, when you give up seven goals, even though it's Pittsburgh on Saturday night, there's reason for concern, because that sometimes means you're losing some confidence, whatnot. You're not close anymore. They got some late goals in that game, and things need to change. So I do think there's reason for concern there.
You know, for those of us who love baseball, and of course you were a great baseball player, that was a fun game to watch last night. Houston beat the Yankees 3-2. I got to say, I was pulling for the Yankees, but it was really fun baseball.
Oh, yeah. There were some dramatic, you know, moments where almost home runs, line drive taken away that would have been a base hit, things like that. Verlander got out of just a little bit of a jam, and he gave his team a chance to win. All kinds of stuff like that. And it was 2-2 for a long time. There are all kinds of and of course, the atmosphere in Houston, and that stadium too. If you ever go down there, it feels like you're on top of the players, so it feels like it's loud. But a lot of great players playing, and defensively they made some great plays to extend that game. And they had a base hit where they threw a guy out at home plate. Houston did. I mean, stuff like that. That was just crazy. That was just great baseball. That's what the American League Championship Series should be.
Yeah. Well, now that I see the Cardinals analytics say the ball is flying 4.5. Fewer feet on average in the postseason than it did in the regular season. But the other part of that is, you got to remember, you got better pitching going on in a postseason.
Absolutely. You got a lot better pitching, and you don't have the humidity in the air either like you do during the summer. So, sometimes I think we got access to too much information, you know? you're right. I mean, try doing it against Justin Verlander, you know? Try doing it against Tamaki. Try doing it against some of these good pitchers. I mean, look at Max Scherzer, what he's been in the postseason. And ace is ace there for Washington. Well, you're not going to get a lot of good balls to hit against those guys, so I hope they're not hitting it as far. And then, like I said, it's not July. It's not, you know, it's not 90 degrees outside. It's different right now, so that doesn't surprise me at all.
Maxie, have a great day. I'll listen for you tonight at 6:30.
You got it. Thanks so much.
Right after the Purple Show going on at B-52s in Denver Grove Heights starting at 6.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.